The response in the province is very enthusiastic, and the turnout was very high from the morning. There has been no rain. In the past, we have had problems of visibility, especially in the rural areas where there was no polling or results could not be declared because either the government could not deliver voting materials or the people themselves could not access polling stations, security and rains. But this time, the place has been calm and dry, so voting has been high, especially in the towns. Also given that this year, more than ever, the people of this province and the neighboring coast province who are Muslim have had issues that have been burning and for which they have shown a great interest in voting.
What are some of the main issues that people in the street in Garissa town in the province have talked to you about? What's on their minds?
Most people in this province that I've spoken with are basically concerned about the day-to-day issues about infrastructure, food security and roads. And there's a specific issue that is common in this province, the issue of security, as I said, because this area is next to Somalia and the dynamics in Somalia always affect this area. And as we speak now, the government has shut the border in Somalia since the collapse of the Islamic courts, and it has affected the cross-border trade in an area where government support is not very strong. And people mostly have to depend on goods from Somalia, which are cheaper. And that has not been happening. So the people are concerned about the insecurity and the border in Somalia being closed, yet there's not much that is happening here in terms of the government supplementing their daily needs.
As you were saying, the action that the government took against the then Islamic-led government of Somalia, and subsequently, as you said, closing the border, what is the reaction of the local people to that? Does the government enjoy popularity in this area?
You can't say the government does not enjoy support or not, but depends on which group you're talking about. People who are highly political, and in this case, the young people and Islamic leaders, have had problems with the government to the extent that they think this government has tried to revive the old stereotypes and the profiling of Muslims and Islam, either in the context of the general war on terrorism or the specific reprisals on some Kenyans who are suspected to have either supported or in any way been connected with the Islamic courts and were subsequently detained and deported to Somalia or were arrested, interrogated locally, and either released without charges or just disappeared. So there's some kind of a new consciousness based on local organization to the extent that Kenyan Muslims and those especially in this province are becoming more politically alert and more assertive in demanding their rights.
It sounds as if you're saying that there are many supporters for Odinga in this area. If that is true, what segments of the population favor the president?
According to the latest opinion polls, Kenyans were asked to give their opinions by declaring their faith first. 70% of the people here say they support Raila Odinga. So that would mean that 70% of the Muslims support Odinga here. However, Odinga scored similar scores among the Catholics, Protestants, and other faith-based groups. So it may be difficult to say that he enjoys the support of Muslims, given that he also got the support of other religious people. And the people who are polled say that they support him because they think he's trustworthy and can keep his promise. However, also, local Muslims I spoke with here say that they think, more than the current president and the past president and the first president, Jomo Kenyatta, he has shown some interest in addressing the issues.
To the voters of this area, what is it they are expecting if Odinga wins?
They expect Mr. Odinga to do some kind of affirmative action and to bring the issues of this community and region in the political mainstream. They have got issues of economics, issues of security that are unique to this region. But they also have issues of religion that they believe previous governments have not been able or willing to address.